1,000 episodes of SmackDown, 1,000 Big Show turns, 1,000 Christian's Closet segments. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is such a badass theme. And this was the first time that we heard it on SmackDown for the 1,000th edition of WWE SmackDown as we break down live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, like Apple Podcasts, so many places. Like and subscribe and tell your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down the historic SmackDown 1,000. What's up, everybody? I am Christian Rosenberg. Over on the other side of this desk, he is the man, the myth, the 3D printing legend, Tom Connolly.
Hello, everybody. I'm here. I think this is probably one of the best, at least top five theme songs ever.
Oh.
Like.
This is such a great song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is like an actual really good act song.
Like, yeah, you know, like, I don't need this to be right. Like, no, I will listen to this yes, song in the car.
Yes. Yeah.
And by the way, Gabby on a flight currently getting back to LA after her crazy bachelorette trip, which I'm sure she'll give us all the details about next week. And TK Trinidad may be joining us. There's this wonderful thing in LA called traffic, and she's currently in it. So she might be popping in. We'll see. And if so, you know, it's SmackDown. It's about running. It's about cameos, about surprises. And we got plenty of that tonight.
Yes. If you're out there, avoid the 101.
Yeah. Avoid the 101 in LA. Try your best to do that. Yeah, it can be scary out there.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight's SmackDown, I really felt like, you know, headed in, and we've kind of talked about it a little on the show, mm-hmm. where there really wasn't much hype for SmackDown 1000 as there was for Raw 1000.
Of course. I mean.
But it really delivered tonight, I thought, as far as like the moments, all the packages, like, and like that video package at the beginning of the show, like that alone, I'm just like. So many awesome things happen on SmackDown.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm feeling kind of... I feel like a lot of people were kind of left out. I don't know.
Well, there's always going to be people left out.
I mean, I just think it's one of those where I feel that this is a big show for WWE, and this is where you go to... you go to USA Network, and you say, hey, we have a really big show... What other show has 1,000 episodes? Give us another hour so we can fit it all in. I think – and not even like, we're going to do it at 10 to 11. Start the show at 7. Like 7 to 10 mm-hmm. instead of 8. I don't know. I just think it's – there's a lot of things happening, a lot of people returning that really were there for like 2 seconds. And it was like, that would kind of – I'd like to see more of this person or that person or I don't know. Or matches that were very quick as well.
You want to talk about returns, though.
Yes.
How about a return all the way from a week prior of TK Trinidad?
Hi!
She made it!
I think my camera looks good.
Yeah, we tested it before you came in.
Oh, did you really?
Yes, we did.
Oh!
Don't you worry.
Thanks, guys.
We came prepared for you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for dealing with the traffic.
Oh, well, I was doing another show, and it just turned out to be 10 minutes away from here, so I'm like, I think I can do it.
There you go.
Nice.
She was able to pull through, there make you go. It. That's what SmackDown's all about. We pull through to be the real A show. And you know what else pulled through? Truth TV, because it's back. Canceled no more.
Dance break.
Multiple dance breaks. Crowd wanted dance breaks. And we need the first of many Christian's Closets for this week. So, Steve, if you'd be oh so kind in the booth, because Carmella. My heart skipped a few beats tonight with Carmella. I'm not going to lie. The silver sequin dress
mm-hmm.
mixed with the giant hoop earrings.
Mm-hmm. The ponytail.
Ponytail.
Yeah. I thought she looked like a disco ball, right?
She looked like she was ready to be a part of a dance
that.
Party.
Why? It's no, not like, I mean, the dress looked like it, like...
It looked nice.
It did look... No, that's...
Thank you. TK and I are the same page.
She looked
like a disco ball.
She looked incredible.
I wouldn't want to hear that, even though that might be the case.
She looked absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying she looked good. I'm not saying she looked bad.
That's what you need to say. Just leave it at that. Okay. No, wait. You look like a disco ball, honey.
Yeah.
It was the pattern of the
The chat roll right now. Besides them, they're saying hi to you.
Hi.
But they're also talking about how Carmella looked stunning.
Mm-hmm.
How she looked like money tonight.
She always looks like money.
She looks amazing.
Yeah. I
like this pairing.
Yeah, they're fun. Mm-hmm. Andrew and Carmella is one of those unexpected fun pairs that you're like, all right, this works for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
R-Truth. All right, we can cut the music now. R-Truth. We'll get back to Christmas Claus in a little bit, though.
Ooh.
Oh, that's right. But R-Truth talking about, we've had so many memories of Truth TV over the years. And we've only had one episode, and it got canceled. Dance break. Then the chant starts for one more time for the dance break.
Mm-hmm.
And R-Truth is like, well, my guest does not need an introduction. Well, there's no introduction. There's more time for a dance break. And we have another dance break. And out comes Stephanie and a chorus of boos. But pretty much as soon as she comes out, then out comes Shane with lots of cheers.
Of course.
The
guy that never shows up for work.
Is this a sexist thing?
No. But Stephanie is typically evil.
I know, but it just
not because she's a woman, but right. Just because she's an evil person.
Mm. But they like Triple H.
Yes and
at times.
They like it, depending on what group he comes out with. He wasn't wearing a suit tonight, therefore they cheer him. Mm-hmm. When he wears a suit, they boo him. But they love Shane. And Shane welcomes Stephanie to the A show.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of this, a Truth TV chant breaks out. Mind you, R-Truth and Carmella are still standing in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're hosting the show. What are they going to do? Leave?
But this is one of those moments where it's just like, how did R-Truth and Carmella end up in the middle of this segment? Like, that's what it kind of turned into, but it's just like, good for them.
Yeah, awesome. Top of the show.
Yeah.
And then Vince McMahon comes out, chairman of the board.
Big shock. I did not expect him to come out.
No, and a huge ovation for Vince. And he comes out and he says, you know, we need to provide entertainment. What better way for entertainment than dance break?
Wow, his old man moves, though.
What was the name of the... it's escaping me now. The music video that Vince did.
Jeez.
Back in the 80s.
I can't think of it right now.
Chat roll, help me out. I can't remember off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, Shane is getting a little funky with Carmella in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You noticed that too, right, TK? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shane had some moves.
and he was just staring at Carmella that entire time. And who can blame him? I was.
So you're just trying to cause division between Shane and his wife?
Yeah, huh? What you doing over here?
How
huh?
am I the one causing that?
You're the one bringing
it up. I was
not
in the ring.
Yeah, you...
Shane's eyes just could not leave the body of Carmella.
Now you're really making it
weird. Well, I'm intentionally doing it now. Stand back. Thank you, chat roll. Stand back was the music video.
Yeah.
Oh, beauty.
Wait, the video?
The video. Well, Carmella too, but the video. I think actually Steve, our incredible engineer, might be getting that video up. There it is. There it is in all its glory. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
What was this for, though? Like a slammy award?
Slammies. And Vince looks just as Jack now as he did there 30 some odd years ago.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, why don't they do this for the slammies now? Like, this would be a fun thing, I think.
A great thing for the network.
Way better than a slammies on Raw.
Oh, I loved this. It made no sense.
He looked very 80s.
Oh, it's incredible. But then you got Hogan on, I think, is Hogan playing drums? Macho Man was playing trumpet.
Yeah. No, Hogan's playing the guitar.
Oh, is he playing guitar?
Yeah.
Who was playing? We'll have to see. I don't know who was playing. But if you've never seen this, YouTube it. Thank me later.
Yeah.
Mm.
But this is how the segment ends. They just dance, and then it's done. Like, it was so weird how it ended. And we immediately go into a tag match of AJ Styles teaming with Daniel Bryan against the Usos. All right, put in opponents at Crown Jewel as partners. Will they get along against a tag team that we know is so dominant, but has not been on TV in weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fun little match. We knew going in with a special show, all the matches were going to be short. You knew that, Tom. Mm. You knew that.
No. I mean, I feel like they either need to, obviously, because you said the short matches are to cater for the show, but it felt like with this match, one, it's about time the Usos take their shirts off because they're fit enough. So just putting that out there.
Oh, we were talking about me with Carmella a minute ago.
Well, they have been working hard. They both lost almost 50 pounds. They look amazing.
Where do they need to lose 50 pounds?
You should – well, obviously you don't follow me closely on Instagram. Last year in December, we had them on the show, and he lost, I think at that time, like 35 pounds. And then on Total Divas, he mentioned that it's almost 50 pounds.
Wow.
That's incredible.
He looks amazing. If you see the side-by-side, like 2 years ago to now, it looks amazing. So they both should take their shirt off now. It's about time. There's that. But I wasn't really excited about this match whatsoever.
You weren't excited for it?
No.
Which is so weird, because on paper, you're like, wait, Daniel Bryan teaming with AJ Styles against the Usos? This could be amazing. But it was okay.
Yeah.
But again, it was quick. It wasn't. The purpose was the 1,000th SmackDown and how AJ and Bryan were going to get along. And they didn't. Daniel Bryan accidentally hits AJ. Bryan tries to apologize. He ducks out of a super kick, which then gets hit by AJ. Double super kick on Daniel Bryan. And the Usos pin Daniel Bryan.
So I think they should be added to this match.
As Shelton Benjamin. Four-way. And five-way. Everyone's beating Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Which part of me is okay with, honestly. Because he wants to help get more people over. And with the storyline, it's like, oh, well, even though they're both such incredible singles wrestlers, the camaraderie couldn't match up to the Usos.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've been partners since in the womb.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I do think it made sense that the Usos won the match. It was, you know, but it was okay. I don't know. I guess I was just, I was expecting more.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't get what I wanted. So I was like,
And there's like no storyline, nothing to invest in. Yeah. It's like, oh, here you go.
And like, there wasn't anything like, you know, them shoving each other afterwards or getting mad at each other. So it's like, okay, well, what am I supposed to, what's the follow-up to that? I got to wait till next week to see the follow-up? They're not going to be mad now.
For episode 1001.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think you're trying to build towards, you know, these other pay-per-views, and I get this is supposed to be a big night, but you still got to be pushing storylines forward
to keep it going. Well, this was supposed to push a little bit of AJ and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't do a great job at it, but that it was intended for that.
Gotcha.
And I'm not quite sure what was intended backstage with Paige hugging Vicky Guerrero, then dancing with Teddy Long, and then trying to step around Johnny Ace.
Yeah, it was just hair.
Yeah. These people have been GMs at the show.
Power. Okay. People power.
Yeah.
So yeah, that happened.
But I feel like we saw the same thing on Raw like 8 months ago.
Of course we did.
So it's like,
because all those people were also general managers of Raw.
But yeah, exactly. But I also feel like there's other things and other storylines that these people were involved in on SmackDown. Like, why did Teddy Long come out and say, I'm making a tag team match of Daniel Bryan and AJ? Like, I don't know. There's way better things that people could have done.
They did say on commentary, this is like, you know, in the spirit of our previous general managers, you know, we're having a tag team title match. Mm. So, I mean, they tried mentioning it.
Mm, yeah. I don't know. I just feel like there was Edge was there. Vicky was there. They could have had some weird, awkward segment with those two.
You
like,
look well.
Yeah, yeah, they could have did something.
Like, there's
so
many like different layers.
Or little
they had.
Vignettes they could have.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, a thing is always consistent and always great.
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
I do know what it is.
Tell me what it is, Tom.
It's the AfterBuzz fans.
That's right, Tom. And I feel like you have a message for them.
I do.
Say pancakes.
Pancakes. That's a close second. Yes, yeah, that's a very close second. Fans number one, pancakes 1A.
Okay. Yes. But hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking you to subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional.
Mm-hmm.
So hit the subscribe button now, right now. Go do it.
Do it.
If you're watching, if you're at home, if you're driving, pull over in your car.
Well, park
safely, and then hit the subscribe button. And you can check out all the other AfterBuzz YouTube channels. Let us know if you did, and we'll, you know, give you a shout out in the comments.
Yeah. And thank you. Like Canary Productions in the chat role asking if they get free pancakes if I subscribe. To be determined. only one way to find out.
Yes. Subscribe.
That's all I'm
saying. You know. So for now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. And now we have, for the first time ever on SmackDown, arguably, or maybe definitely, the most decorated stable of all time as far as the amount of world championships won amongst them.
It has to be. Anything to Ric Flair's in, you know.
Right. But the Four Horsemen, Tully, Arn, they were never the heavyweight champions.
So it's like...
Evolution. And my God, we have another Christian's Closet segment in this one.
Oh.
You look so good to me.
For the first time in almost 13, 14 years, Randy Orton, Cena suit. Not an entire suit, mind you. He was missing the jacket and tie.
I really thought he was going to be missing the sleeves.
But. Long sleeve shirt.
Who was it?
Plus a vest. Plus pants. Plus dress shoes.
He was like, what is this crap? Are you serious? I gotta wear this?
He only wears a vest with wrestling trunks, and that's it. There's no shirt. There's nothing else. But he had the vest and a shirt under it.
And
it
pants.
Must have been freezing there.
Yeah, pants too.
I don't know how cold it was in D.C. tonight, but he must have been shivering to wear all that.
He was probably hot.
Yeah,
he's just wearing nothing.
It's a joke. Ric Flair is always style and profile. No matter anything he wears is incredible. Batista looking like the Hollywood Batista gimmick that he did in WWE, like the early 2000s, with the leather jacket that was worth more than five rows of seats, and the bright red sunglasses, like, got him, I think, straight off the Guardians of the Galaxy set. Because it just looked very Marvel-esque. And Triple H was sporting on a new Evolution t-shirt in the midst of all this. Somehow there was a new shirt that had, like, all their faces on it. Like,
you think they're ever going to...
Like, they're going to what?
Like they're always going to be making t-shirts.
Shirts are the thing to go.
Shirts are a thing. I mean, I don't know who would promote themselves on a t-shirt. That just seems crazy to me.
I think you need your face on your t-shirt, like them.
Working on it.
Oh, you should get a pillow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you seen go to Zeta Zhang has a pillow and she's in a very provocative pose? You should do
I do a provocative pose for
like
a pillow?
Like George from Seinfeld?
Yes. Yes.
Chat roll.
Maybe yes. Right on this table.
I need
right here.
I need to
couch.
Hear a chat roll. Will you buy it? Like you buy these prowrestlingtees.com/Christian Rosenberg t-shirts. Will you buy a pillow with this face on it? You probably won't. But would you? Let me know. That's fine. All right, we can cut the music now.
You need, like, your closet in the background, though, the picture.
Yes, we do need a background with the closet. So, Triple H mentions how we optimize the name Evolution. And it's really true. When you look at those four careers in the world of wrestling, it was the definition of evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy Orton talks about how much that group meant to him and how, well, now Triple H, you know, is behind a desk all day. Ric Flair lives vicariously through his daughter. And Batista sits in a makeup chair more often than he was in the ring.
Shade.
Like, yeah, right.
Whoa. Shady shade.
All right. And Batista eventually says, I'm going to enjoy this and ignore what Randy said. But I have four things that I need to say. One, I helped build this brand and I'm so happy with how SmackDown was. Number two, we're in my hometown of Washington, D.C. Number three, I want to thank all you fans. Number four, these three guys are here. Randy Orton is such a special talent. He's been a 13-time champion. Everything about him is special. Ric Flair, Space Mountain, keep that thing in your pants, man. Keep it in your pants. It's a family show. Even though we had no sexual innuendos prior to this, I'm just going to say keep it in your pants because it's a family show. I don't know where that came from, but it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was very, like, it was kind of awkward, but not.
Definitely
like,
awkward.
Yeah.
You can see Triple H, I felt like totally broke at that moment. Like, or he's just so damn good at what he mm-hmm. does. His character broke, even though we thought it was breaking, but he didn't mm-hmm. break in his whole Inception thing.
I feel like I need to watch it again and see if it was a fake Triple H laugh or, you know.
To me, it seemed like a real one. But I've been fooled before.
Do you think they're setting up to bring those guys back for the Crown Jewel? Because it seems like, according to reports, the people in, I'm not going to say the word, but you know, the country.
Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Tom has quite a rage later on.
Yeah,
right, go on.
They want like the old school wrestlers. So you think that's a setup for like matches to come on, like, you know.
So it's with Evolution?
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, well, based on what Batista said at the end here about how Triple H single-handedly changed this business, this man is this business, he's done everything in this business except beat me.
Mm. See, it feels like a setup.
Oh, that's 100% a setup. To me, I feel like it's a WrestleMania setup.
Me too, yeah.
But for one of those other shows, I mean, that could very well be a different setup as well. I mean, those special occasions, like the Australia show or whatever.
I mean, they're paying.
Yeah, they're going
to
pay them.
To me, it seems like it should be a WrestleMania match because it feels like a WrestleMania match. And also, Batista is going to be in the biggest movie ever next year, the, you know, sequel to Avengers, mm-hmm. where you could have, you know, everyone that's in the cast, or at least some of them, come there, be ringside during the match.
Where, in the country?
No, in
WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania.
Oh, okay.
Like, have, like, the, you know, Robert, if they want to try to, you know, maybe right. they'll get those people to come there. I'm sure, you know, Chris Pratt or some of these people would actually show up and, you know, support him. So, like, you could have that. You have that whole tie-in of, you know, promoting this movie through Marvel because, I mean, if you're WWE and you look back in history, they did drop the ball on Guardians of the Galaxy with Batista.
Oh, 100%.
They didn't want him back. They, oh, no, it's going to be some movie that's not going to make any money. And then that movie made
a crap ton.
Yes, exactly.
It did okay.
Yeah.
It did okay.
Yeah. So I just think they're, you know, hey, make it up to the guy and really, you know, have him at WrestleMania and have him one last match. Because he really does want another match, too.
Yeah. And, I mean, he won him against one of his close friends. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be okay with that because it wouldn't have the title involved. It'd be a special attraction.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm speaking too soon.
Yeah, you never know.
So, yeah. And then there was an awkward stare down and Flair kind of tried to separate them. Then they hugged and then Evolution's music played. Mm. So it was an excellent tease.
Yeah. I thought we would see a pedigree. I really was waiting for it.
I was waiting for someone to do the thumbs down.
Yeah.
From there, we have Rusev versus Miz, a World Cup qualifying match. No one gets an intro. Kurt Angle is on commentary. Never hear him speak.
Why did you hear him speak?
Because his match was 30 seconds long. And in English was late for his moment. Rusev is awkwardly standing, waiting, because Miz is distracting the ref. And they're just waiting for English. He doesn't show. Eventually, Rusev just like, it's taking too long. He starts going over to try to kick Miz again. And then after that, Miz still grabs the ref again. English finally shows up, trips Rusev. Rusev turns around. What happened? Roll up. Done. Miz advances.
With a little high five running out of the ring.
Yeah.
That was pretty, I
did
that.
Like that.
That was cute.
With English?
It's cute, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, dude.
and then Lana gave English a low blow, and then Rusev beat the crap out of him.
Kinda.
He threw him in the steps a bunch of times.
Yeah, I feel like it could have been a little bit more brutal.
I think it was a, we don't have enough time for this, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but they cut away in the middle of it to show us Kurt Hawkins showing that he's calling Zack Ryder on his phone. Or Zack Ryder's trying to call
What's
in.
What's up with that?
Well, Hawkins and Ryder were the edge heads.
Well, no, I know, but like I feel like we haven't seen Zach in forever.
Well, here's the thing. Zach and Kurt Hawkins are both on Raw. So why Kurt Hawkins was on SmackDown 1000, I don't know.
Well, they're on Raw, but they're not on Raw. When's the last time I saw them on Raw?
They're on Main Event, which I guess is a Raw show.
Yeah. But I mean, why wouldn't Zach just be there?
Yeah, if Kurt Hawkins is there, why isn't Zach Ryder there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why wasn't The Rock there? Why couldn't The Rock do at least a video?
Exactly.
Like Cena did.
I agree.
He had a tweet.
No, I
love The Rock. Like, I love The Rock.
I read someone put out online of like a what they would like to see at this show, and someone was like, "Oh, I'd love to see a promo between The Rock and AJ Styles." And I was like, that would be so awesome. And the guy like kind
of
laid out the promo.
Oh, how the House was of like, AJ Styles, Bill, yeah, but I made this show.
But he was like, and The Rock could be like, you know, kind of almost punking him, like he's going to have a match with him and be like, I get it. I laid the foundation, but you built the house.
Right.
And I was like, that's a perfect promo.
Yeah. Like, it's not like he can't do it. He has a phone.
Yeah. He's always posting on Instagram.
Always. I have the thing where I get the notification when he posts. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how much I love him.
Yeah.
But how often does your phone go off with those posts?
Pretty often.
I was going to say.
Him and Serena. Those are the only two people that.
Oh, Serena. I don't follow her. I follow The Rock. I don't follow Serena Williams.
You need to follow Serena.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Cutting Edge. This was special. This was not advertised until tonight.
This is my favorite part of the show.
This was great. First off, Tony Chimmel, back. That is something in Edge's contract. If he ever makes a public appearance with WWE, Tony Chimmel has to be the one to introduce him. Because that one time that Tony Chimmel went through puberty introducing him, he then was like, every time you have to make your voice squeak.
Yeah.
And he does a great job at it. And Edge talking about he's going to attempt to be SmackDown's moral compass, brings out Becky Lynch. And here's a very interesting thought. I feel like several weeks ago, a certain host on this show went on and on explaining how Becky Lynch was very similar to Edge, especially when he feuded with Cena.
Yeah, I know. I told you about that, right?
No, I don't think it was you.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. It wasn't TK. Who could have? Oh, wait. This guy.
Oh, wow. Should cue the music for whatever music there is to cue, that's the music you should cue.
This guy. But so many people are like, why are you comparing her to Edge? She's Stone Cold Steve Austin. Boom. Proof.
Yeah.
Case closed. If I was able to hold a mic, I would drop it, but the mic is built into the table here, so.
I mean, you can lay it down.
Mic padded. There.
I thought this was awesome.
This was so great because Edge talked about how we have a lot of similarities. I had a scratch and claw for everything just like you. I wasn't on the posters. I wasn't meant to be the champion just like you. But I crushed every relationship that it took to get to the title. I left a trail of burnt bridges. And this will eventually, it might feel good right now, but it's going to end with you staring at the championships at your home by yourself. And you won't even like yourself. And Big is like, you're right. I don't like myself.
What?
I love myself.
This was great.
And Becky then tells Edge to get out of her ring and be careful not to hurt your neck again while going through the ropes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that was great.
And the crowd, like, you want to be like, what?
So good.
So amazing. And Charlotte comes out. Talking about how, you know, you're disrespecting Edge and they start brawling. But the crowd doesn't care. They're like, we don't care that she just insulted Edge and she did such a dastardly, rude thing. And even Corey Graves, who normally sides with most of the heels, was just like, that was uncalled for. That was
which was perfect.
Yeah, it's great. But the crowd still loves her. I mean, we still love her too for this attitude change.
Yeah.
But she's so mean, but in such a fun way.
I feel like Charlotte should have did something with her dad. We don't need to see Charlotte and Becky go at it again because we're going to see them. Like, when they go at it, it's amazing. But I feel like given the context, they like maybe Charlotte and her dad should have did something. Like, just to bring Charlotte out for this was just...
Yeah.
But also, I mean, it was supposed to kind of be promoting their last Women Standing match, yet there was no mention of that match at all.
Yeah, no. Evolution was a mystery.
As is, yeah. Evolution of pay-per-view is a mystery. Is it happening? Kinda.
The song of the night.
Yeah.
But yeah, I Edge is so good at promos.
Yes.
Like, the thing that's crazy is when you really think about this, and like you said,
and he was
before,
trying to play dad.
Yeah. But it's like, I feel like this is almost, there probably wasn't a promo like this with Edge, but you could see it almost like a Shawn Michaels trying to talk to him at the time of being like, why are you doing this, man? Like, it's not, you know, you don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And it's like just, you know, mirroring it. And he just is so sincere and just you believe him when he says like what everything he's saying.
Yeah.
So it's just awesome. And I mean,
and because it made you go back and like, oh, think of all the times that Edge turned on somebody because he did it so many times.
Oh, and that would have
like,
been good.
And, he's seen like, Becky, all right, you're starting this. You gotta stop it now. And she, no, I'm good. I'm good. Don't break your neck, old man. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what it was. tag title match, New Day defending against the Bar.
She loved this match.
All right, there's a few things about this match. Number one, Booker T and Jerry Lawler on the New Day commentary Hall of Fame table announce booth thing.
Why?
Why? More people. But did nobody tell Jerry Lawler that he's supposed to speak when the camera's pointed at him?
I'm sure they didn't have headsets.
Because he never did. Like, you're watching when they flip to it. Booker T is literally hitting Lawler on the arm. Be like, we're on the air right now. Why are you just watching?
Maybe only Booker had them talking in his ear and Jerry didn't. So he was just like, come on, talk. But we're on the air.
But every time.
Booker had some priceless ones. There was one I had to put on my tweet. These guys don't like pancakes. That was awesome.
These guys don't like pancakes.
And
they don't.
Then he was telling Jerry, bail it, as they're getting the stuff off the table.
Run away from the table. Stop watching.
Yeah, it's like, bail. It was, there's just those fine moments where it's just like, this is what's happening right now.
So then during the match, eventually, I think it was Sheamus did a roll up and put his feet on the ropes. Kofi, who was not part of that match, hops up, knocks his feet off. That should have been a DQ, because that's outside interference. Right, but that was a heel move. His feet were on the ropes.
All the time.
I know, but it's been a while. But it's like, all right, he interfered in a match, which should have been called for a DQ. Then the Big Show shows up, and we're all like, why? And then he decides to chokeslam Kofi through the Celebrity Hall of Fame guest New Day pancake commentary announce table booth. This distracts Big E, walks into a bro kick. The Bar win the tag team titles, join the Five Timers Club, like the New Day joined. And Big Show apparently now, for the 1,000th time on the 1,000th SmackDown, has turned and is now aligning himself with Sheamus and Cesaro.
And
explain, because I don't know.
Is it weird for me to say that I don't hate this alliance?
I don't know. That's the thing. That's the craziest thing. I was just like, this kind of works.
But also, why? Okay, can someone please explain to me? We just had Evolution, a four-man group. Why does it all have to be threes? Why does every group have to have three guys?
Because the Shield are three, and they were so
cool. But also, it doesn't make any sense. Because you have a world championship, a U.S. title or IC title, and a tag team championship. It should be a tag team and two singles guys that they can, you know, intermingle together and just, you know, make it all work. I don't get the whole three. And also, when you have Strowman and Ziggler and McIntyre on Raw, it's like you're doing the same exact thing.
Oh, yeah, but they're about to fall apart. Well, they've
I think so.
Spoiler alert.
But,
well, I mean, I was like, wait,
what day is today? We don't know anymore.
I agree with you, but I think with certain things, some things come naturally. So for New Day, that was like a natural with them. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with this, though.
Yeah, like
Big Show's just gonna kind of be the muscle, but like, oh well, New Day always had the advantage because they had three people. Now we have two guys and a giant.
So are we gonna see Big Show every week?
I know. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I honestly think we not necessarily wrestling every week, but I think any week that the Bar is in a match right now, Big Show is going to be there in their corner.
But now we have to see a rematch of this match.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Which was a rematch from Australia.
So does that mean that Big Show will also win the... Like, is he part of the group now?
I can't tell if he's in the Bar now or not.
I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, are they going to do the Freebird rules and sometimes have Big Show be in it? That I don't want.
Why?
I want him to just be just almost like their manager, just the muscle in the back, making sure that, you know, that business gets taken care of.
If they want to make it interesting, they should book a Survivor Series match for the tag team belt. Because they've never done anything like that before. Last person standing, whoever
that
team wins.
That would be badass.
They're tag team champions.
But it's so interesting because it'd be a 3-on-3 elimination match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is different in itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be cool. Mm-hmm. I would be down for that.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go, WWE. It's been done. Dom did it.
Right there. I wasn't ready.
You weren't ready for the New Day to lose?
Yeah.
They needed some surprise moment on this 1,000th episode.
Yeah, it was a really good surprise moment. But, I mean, I feel like one of those things where they could have done...
They could have...
It's a thousand. There's 1,000 episodes. There's so many superstars that have won through the whole thing. Cena did this cheesy thing. They could have at least did graphics, or he could have been doing something cool. Mm. There's 24 hours in the day. They knew this 1,000 show was coming up. Like the fact that he just did a video, and the fact that The Rock just did a tweet. And I know we already talked about it. Mm. It's just annoying because there could have been so much more memorable other than the fact that the thing that I'm going to remember is the New Day lost their belt, which technically has nothing to do with the 1,000th show because you're actually celebrating SmackDown on a whole, not SmackDown the show.
Yeah.
No, I go. No, that's a very good point.
Sorry. Yeah. Just
Why are you apologizing?
I agree with you. I think it's just crazy.
How dare you have a very intellectual thoughtful point.
But I'm also kind of biased, so there's that too.
But still, if there wasn't a SmackDown show, there would be no John Cena. Like, he made his mark on this show.
Right. Yeah.
And he can't show
Cena
up.
Cena didn't make SmackDown. SmackDown made Cena.
He's in China, so I get that. Like, but they could have done something a little bit more, a little bit more creative. And, like, why wasn't, because The Rock is still on the WWE website, I believe, the last time I checked. Mm. Like, why couldn't he have done a video? Mm. Like, was it a money thing? Like, the man who started it all you're going to do is a tweet? Or is this set up for next week where he's going to do something? Like, who dropped the ball on this one?
Yeah.
Like, is he so powerful? He's like, nah. Not gonna come in. Not gonna do a video.
Yeah.
Because I'm just
too
busy.
They spent all the money on Batista.
Well, then maybe Batista should have did the video and The Rock should have. Batista should have did a tweet and The Rock should have did a video. It was just, ugh.
I just think he should have showed up.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Well, The Rock's not gonna show. He's like on movie number whatever. And he's playing with his daughter.
Okay.
He's doing things.
All right.
He's doing things.
He's eating a lot of pancakes. I'm sure.
He's eating sushi and cookies.
Cheat day.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That's
the sushi
amazing.
That guy eats.
I wish I could eat as much sushi as The Rock does on cheat day.
I want sushi now.
Sushi sounds good.
Sushi does sound good.
Yeah. Sushi.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Main event of like the three matches that happened. Rey Mysterio making his return versus Nakamura. Crown Jewel qualifying match. U.S. title not on the line.
For the World Cup, everybody. The World Cup.
I was going to get into that, too. But here's the thing. I don't like... They showed Mysterio on the backstage just saying hi to Jeff Hardy. Mm-hmm. And that ruined his pop.
Yeah.
Because his pop was not nearly as big as it should have been because they already saw him. They already saw what he was going to come out as and everything like that. What was the point of him saying hi to Jeff Hardy? Why was Jeff Hardy in his gear?
Got to be ready.
We didn't see Naomi in this. I just realized something too. I discovered this.
No women.
The last women.
No, other than Charlotte and Becky, no women. Yeah.
And then also Carmella too.
Yes.
But I realized because when Nakamura came in and Asuka, they were like, "Oh my gosh, they're here! They're gonna do amazing things!" Mm. And then we actually had Zeta Zhang on the show 2 weeks ago, I believe, and she was telling us about how they were pushing a lot of the Asian competitors, and they couldn't, WWE couldn't get into China, so around the time Zeta got let go from WWE is around the same time that Asuka lost the streak. And Nakamura was doing this strange thing with AJ Styles, and it's like, you thought he was going to, ascend to greatness, which he has the belt, but it's like one of those things where there's no real storyline.
But there have been so many...
That belt's holding up his pants. That's all it's doing.
There have been so many Japanese stars over the years that are like, oh, this is going to be one. And then it kind of turns to, we're going to hang him out in the mid card.
Right.
And everyone thought, oh, this... All right, Asuka and Nakamura, these are going to be the ones to stand out because they're just so talented. Nakamura is going to be the first... Japanese-born WWE champion. Mm-hmm. Asuka's going to keep the undefeated streak and become the women's champion. Mm-hmm. And no.
Yeah, because they couldn't get into the countries.
Yeah.
It's all, it's not, it feels like certain individuals who are playing into the stereotypes, it's not beneficial to get into that country, then we're not really for you.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is stupid. Because, like, I really just realized that, like, today, because I was wondering why, like, you don't really see Nakamura, and I understand there's, like, a slightly English barrier, but why not partner up with a manager?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can do a lot of different things with somebody that's so talented, but it's just like, oh, well, we gave him the belt, so that should satisfy you guys. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's no storyline.
No, there's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing. And, we've talked about this, too. It's like, what happened to the United States title after Nakamura won it? Mm-hmm. There's been nothing. He hasn't viewed with anyone.
Yeah.
And, Mysterio beat him.
It was easily.
It was almost like a squash match.
Yeah.
619 into the splash. He gets to win. And so San Diego's Rey Mysterio completes the field of eight
for the World Cup.
For the World Cup, where all eight competitors
are
from America.
No, yeah. Everyone's from America.
And old.
Yeah. That too.
Rollins is the youngest.
Rollins and Miz.
And Ziggler's like mid-30s, I think.
He's old.
They're old.
He's not old.
He's Miz, old. Miz is what, 32, 34, 35?
No, Miz is like 38.
Okay, well, he's old, too.
Yeah.
Chat roll, how old is Miz?
Rollins is the youngest.
Rollins is definitely the youngest.
Was he like 32?
Rollins he's under 35.
Yeah.
Still old.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're making me feel real old then.
I'm just saying, it's just like, I think Seth Rollins squeaked by.
Yeah.
Because somebody else was supposed to go, and they were just like, not doing it.
DDP or something? I mean,
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Ric Flair. And he's like, do you realize how old I really am? Like, I can't do much. I'm barely trying to keep up with my wife. Yeah. Like, it's one of those things.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay alive here, okay? I'm barely making it in the ring.
So we have Angle, part-timer. Mm-hmm. Cena, part-timer. Orton is there full-time, but been there a long time. Mysterio just came back. Rollins, Miz, Ziggler. Okay, those are regulars. And I'm forgetting one. Hardy.
Yeah.
Seth apparently is 32 years old. Thank you, chat roll. Dolph and the Miz are both 38.
Yeah, old.
I didn't realize they were that old, honestly. Mm-hmm. I thought they were younger than that. The show closes with an Undertaker promo, though. He has three words for DX. Rest in peace.
He could have said that backstage.
Yeah.
I feel like he said that.
That could have been on a cell phone.
Yeah.
That could have been a tweet.
I feel like he said that yesterday, too.
He probably did.
Yeah, in that same promo when they were in the boiler room.
Yes.
Like, it was...
Yeah.
It's just to get the pop, but it...
Oh, of course.
I thought at least, I don't know, come out and, like, beat up Rey Mysterio or something. I don't know. Like, do something with
him. Yeah, someone's return after years wins the match. Mysterio's in shock that he won. Out comes The Undertaker, and Mysterio's gone.
But it was still awkward. He was in the ring when the music hit, and then he wasn't there. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you could have even had a stare down with Undertaker, giving like the head nod to Mysterio something.
The thing I read online just kind of ruined my whole thing because they were like, oh, it'd be great if Samoa Joe came out and cut a promo and then The Undertaker came out. And I was like, oh, man, great, great segment.
I know, but Samoa even see Joe would have been, he would have been good too. I feel, here's what I feel what happened. Why we feel yucky about this episode. The writers, I believe in both writing rooms, Raw and SmackDown, there's like one or two writers where they have amazing ideas, right? Mm-hmm. But then you have the other writers, and then those writers have to answer to somebody else, so those ideas sometimes don't get passed through. That's why we get some, like, you know, blah. I feel like the two good writers had, like, this thing planned out. Like, look, we know The Rock is not going to come, but he's going to do a video. Mm. And him and Cena are going to go back and forth. Or him and AJ are going to go back. Something's going to happen where they use that throughout the episode because SmackDown is The Rock, right? Then they had something that's going on with the women where they're selling that, too. Mm. Why didn't they bring women, older divas, older... Because they've been doing that for Raw. Why didn't they do that?
Because that would involve them promoting their pay-per-view that's in a week and a half.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they have all of that going, and it's just like somebody's like, "No, we're not. We don't have time for that. We can't bring in these people." Or the other opposite is like, "Oh shoot, there's 1,000 episodes. What are we gonna do? We have to plan something out in a week."
Listen, all 1,000 episodes were not good.
What?
Just so you guys know.
But
yeah.
Well, 1,000 episodes, you could have picked out a few things.
No, I know. I agree with you. I don't think it was like they even Raw 25 this year was not.
I was not a fan of Raw 25.
Like it's like they just tried to not they don't cater to the fans. They cater to like what they, you know, like, oh, this will be good, and you're like, but why?
Yeah,
what's the point?
Or they could have just did it on social media. You know how people mm-hmm. are like, oh, I got 500 followers, let me put a picture up. They could have just said, we're at 1,000 junior shows, you know, pop champagne, do some balloons, and then just go on with the show.
Yes,
like the fact that they were trying to do something, but it wasn't. You know, it wasn't quite working. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you're in the bed with your partner and it just doesn't work. That's what happened.
They don't want no 2-minute man.
It just did not get
now,
up.
As interesting as this is, there are a couple somewhat serious topics that Tom the Calm is not happy about. TK, have you ever witnessed Tom the Calm rage?
No, I didn't even know your name was Tom the Calm.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I bestowed that on his debut.
Okay.
That's his Twitter. And that's my greatest accomplishment, was creating that nickname. But sometimes he cannot hold his rage in.
It's been just all day.
And
all
Tom
day.
The Calm just explodes. Because there's no wrestling rap this week, but apparently Tom needs to rage.
So I feel it.
You have a few minutes. Rage away.
Oh, what do I want to talk about?
Nothing much. No. Clearly nothing much.
Nothing's happening at all, right?
No. You know? Nothing's in the news at all.
Can I just bring up, I just want to say this to, you know, Vince and Triple H and Stephanie and all those people that run this company. The Saudi Arabia thing.
Where?
Yeah, I said it. Yeah, what? I said the
you
words.
You can't say that.
Why? Like,
that's no, like saying CM Punk.
I'm going to chuck now. You can't.
Yeah.
It's a bad word. I'm going to die.
Why? I just want to know why.
Please,
like,
no,
why are we continuing with this? I don't understand.
Money.
Something bad happened.
Money.
I don't care about money.
I know we
they
don't.
They do. They have they a 10-year. They have a 10-year contract.
Well, you know what? Contracts get broken all the time.
The fact that that particular country allegedly cut up a journalist.
Well, exactly.
And they just found the body parts.
Yes.
And now you want to break the contract? That might be an issue.
Well, don't send your people there then. I just think it's ridiculous. I just think the whole thing, even the show before, was dumb. Like, I don't get what we're doing. I don't get what they're doing.
They're trying to take over the world.
WWE?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's other places in the world you can go to that are more accepting and have better values than
do they have
this
that
place.
Amount of money? Like, we already know that WWE is, they're not catering to the wrestling fans.
No,
they're
I get that.
To
I know exactly.
Media,
yeah. Yes,
right?
Exactly.
So they don't care about you, Tom the Calm.
But they should care about what... I don't care about me. Care about what you're putting out in the world.
They don't care about that.
What about the message? You're going to have Be a Star. You do Susan J. Komen for a whole month. You do Connor's Cure. You might as well just throw that down your drain. Like, like, what's the point of that?
Well,
then?
I mean, everybody's hypocritical,
the
too.
The one thing, because I also completely...
Women can't go there.
Right. I'm also completely against it. However, the one thing, and I don't always agree with him, but JBL brought up an interesting point.
I don't agree with him at all. I heard what he said too.
We were talking about how, you know, the fact that WWE is trying to bring people together and bring things, you know, bring happiness in other places, which is what they do try to do all the time.
Okay.
The timing of this is not good.
Exactly. I'm not saying they have to pull out of this whole contract and be like, no, we're never going back there again.
Pull out.
No, stop it.
I'm just saying, it looks very bad for them, especially when other businesses are not going, we're not doing business with this place because of what is happening. Richard Branson, who is already like, whatever, how much money he is, he could have made $1 billion with this, you know, going there and doing work with them. It's like, nah, I'm going to pass. $1 billion. Yeah. I'm never going to see $1 billion, let alone...
Not with that attitude.
Yeah, but Richard Branson's a brand in himself.
Yeah.
WWE is a corporation. And on top of that, you have to think that we, on top of the people in the live chat, because they're amazing, but us as well, following that stuff, there are people who are not following that stuff that have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're banking on that part. Like, the fact that...
But then the fact that it's just like, oh, well, we're just not going to say where it is. Like,
right.
It's just one of those where it's like, it just looks bad. And to me, as a fan, it just makes me be like, I don't really... Like, it makes me not want to watch them. and be like, I don't really care what you're doing.
Yeah,
like,
but they don't care about you.
I know they
it
don't.
It is interesting, though, with the
Saudi
reports.
Are gonna watch.
With, it is interesting that there are tons of reports that there are WWE superstars that do not feel comfortable making this trip and doing this show.
Because one of them might disappear.
Right. Like, but when their own talent is still being forced to go.
Well, I think the talent that's going is safe. They're not bringing minorities, they're not bringing women.
Like, it's like, it's crazy. It is insane to me that they're just not going, listen, we're just not going to have this show right now. We're going to move it to somewhere else.
Where in such a short period of time?
Oh, they can find
Well,
a place.
No, they're in England the previous two nights after.
Yeah, but they have to pay for that. Like, somebody it's has gonna to book
cheap,
that venue.
It's going
to
be cheaper than Saudi Arabia.
Well, you have to book that venue, right? Like, I'm not saying that they can't do
it. Well, they already said the venue has made itself available for that night.
Oh. I mean, it's not to say that they can't do it, but look at SmackDown tonight. They're celebrating 1,000 shows, and
DC.
That didn't go off well.
Like, wait, you think this is going to go off
well? Well, I mean, they're bringing all the old... It's essentially, I think, with Saudi Arabia... Oh, my God.
I can't believe you just said it.
Take it back. I think with that country... they had a list of people they want to see compete, and they sent that list to WWE, and WWE is making it happen because they're probably paying more than any other country.
Of course,
and it's
they are.
A 10-year contract. Yeah. So
I just think it's ridiculous. It's, to me, from a standpoint of them, it doesn't make any sense. And also, another thing. Hey, remember Evolution?
Nope. Oh, yeah, the group.
Yeah.
Ric Flair, Randy Orton.
Evolution.
No, not the group. That pay-per-view they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not promoting.
On the 28th, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a week and a half.
So they're going all in on this other pay-per-view, and I don't know. I'm really mad about Evolution. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, we currently have, for that pay-per-view, so we currently
have Trish Lita
against Alexa and Mickey, Becky and Charlotte, Ronda and Nikki, and apparently a battle royal, which we figured we'd
NXT
have.
NXT tag match.
NXT women's title match, Mae Young Classic Finals.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because why haven't they had any of those people on Raw or SmackDown?
Well, they had
and then
they had
all
them
the women's
Raw.
in a
Trish,
battle
Trish
royal.
Trish and Lita have been on Raw. Yes. Like, once or twice.
I know, I've seen it. Yeah.
Because that's a Raw related match. But right now, I mean, SmackDown wise, the only related match right now is Becky and Charlotte.
But still, if you're these other girls that work at this company,
they're in a battle royal.
Yeah.
Another battle royal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for putting me on the pay-per-view.
Well, it's one of those things with the Evolution, too. You don't want it to be...
But I want it to be good matches.
I do want it to be good matches, but I think it's one of those... You have the two writers who have these amazing ideas, and then you have everybody else, and then you have... They give these amazing ideas to the yes people, like the people who can actually have the power, and like, no, we're not going to do that. Because you only have so much time. But that doesn't mean you can't have good matches.
There's so many people that I like. When you think of, all right, just look back at the Royal Rumble last year. Everything that happened in that Royal Rumble, they could have made matches out of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have Nia and Beth Phoenix. Why are they not having a match? Why isn't Nia coming out and going, I want Beth Phoenix at Evolution. I want to show her that I'm the most dominant woman ever in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Match done.
Yeah.
Over. Like, that's all you need to do. It doesn't have to be all drawn out for weeks. Like, Beth doesn't even have to show up on Raw.
Nope, not even.
To do this. We've
she
could
be commentating like
before.
She does for Mae Young.
Yeah.
And then Nia comes out, challenges her. She takes off her headphones. They go at it. Give them a 3 minute, give them 3 to
Mixed
5 minutes.
Challenge, she on her.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
We should write this stuff. Like, this is
ridiculous. Yeah, no, we're good at that.
All right.
Yeah.
I think rage is
Are you okay?
That was a long one.
That feels like a medium rage.
Yeah. No, that was extreme rage.
That was extreme.
His name is Tom the Con.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he needs like a bath now, like a warm bath, and needs
some
watch.
Epsom salt in there with some lavender and some bubbles.
Some scented candles.
I will say this. The WWE got the F out a long time ago, and they don't have any more Fs to give, so...
How long did you work on that line?
I really like that line. That's a really good line.
In my head right now.
That's a lie. That's a terrible lie.
I thought it was the other day, but yeah, it was good.
Yeah, Jason said the women, SmackDown women were going off on Twitter, which, they were going off in a way where it was subtle shade, where you could take it either way. But there's definitely,
well,
you can read it.
We got so much to talk about. And I mean, obviously, next week we'll have our Evolution predictions. So we'll talk about that and so much more with episode 1001 next week. But in the meantime, you could follow us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, everywhere. AfterBuzz is everywhere, people. And you could talk about some various forms of social media. TK, thank you for dealing with the traffic and coming on and hanging out with us again.
No problem.
How can people reach out to you?
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
There you go. Tom, where can people rage with you?
They can rage with me on Twitter and Instagram at TomTheCom. Also, check out my Etsy store at Connolly Central.
And follow me on Twitter at Roy Rosenberg, Instagram, TheRoyRosenberg, PersonTees.com/Christian Rosenberg, ColonelBowBrand.com, promo code Rosenberg, save yourself 10%. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow me on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you so much for tuning in this week to SmackDown 1000 for TK Trinidad and Tom Connolly. I'm Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.